Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Is it hot enough out there for you? It is a toasty day of news, some pretty incredible things happening. I've got a great guest with me for the first hour. We're going to be doing the Supreme Court as well as some very breaking developments from Maine Justice. If you aren't familiar with that term, it means the Department of Justice main office in Washington, D.C. His name is Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, on Saturdays from 9 to 11 across the network. At the top of the 5 o'clock hour, I will be joined by Tope Ferlarin. He is the executive director of the Institute for Policy Studies that is having a major conference this Thursday in Washington, D.C. Representative Jamie Raskin will be there, a bunch of other progressive thinkers, and they will be there to celebrate what is called good trouble. There are rallies across the United States that will be occurring this Thursday. Good trouble, why is it called that? Well, in honor of John Lewis, one of the fathers of the civil rights movement, an advocate for voting rights. Absolutely incredible. That will be at the 5 o'clock hour. Really excited to have that discussion. At 5:30, I will be taking some listener criticism and sharing it with you. I got quite the email yesterday afternoon about talking about the border, talking about ICE, talking about racial profiling. And, you know, can we do two things as a country, which is both ensure the safety and wellness of our nation, as well as secure the border and live up to our country's highest principles, as well as, you know, follow the Constitution, those sorts of things. Got some really pointed feedback. I'm going to read it to you word for word, and I will respond because I want you all to know that those things matter to me, and all feedback is welcome, though not always equally valid, if you will. And I also had to start with an additional fact correction. And that is this. Yesterday, when I was talking about the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida, who entered into a non-prosecution agreement with Jeff Epstein and all named or unnamed co-conspirators or potential co-conspirators, I had incorrectly attributed former U.S. Attorney Acosta's appointment to Donald Trump. He was not appointed by Donald Trump. He was appointed by George W. Bush. But Donald Trump elevated Mr. Acosta to be the Secretary of the Department of Labor. And he did this notwithstanding caboodles of criticism relating to Mr. Acosta's handling of Epstein's prosecution and, frankly, his agreement to keep all of it one big fat secret. These things are important, obviously, given some of the breaking news, but I wanted to start with that fact correction because we want to get it right. And a hat tip to Jacob that helps me come to you every day for trying to fact check me while I was talking about it yesterday. I was a little fired up. So with all of that as prequel, really happy to introduce Jim Santel. Welcome back to the show, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. You've never been accused of entering into some, you know, pedophile concealing non-prosecution agreement. I you don't have to answer that, Jim. I don't mean to offend you in the least, but welcome back. It's nice to have you.
I am always honored to be here, and no, I can answer no to that specific question. But you know what? As we've talked before, Maggie, being in public service means in part that when you are in these positions of responsibility, you're responsible to the public, and they can criticize, right? They can criticize you and me. That's what the First Amendment's all about. It is good to have that expression here on the radio and beyond that throughout the United States of America. And it's also important, as you always do, my friend and colleague, focus on the facts, right?
Yes. And well, that I think there will be a point of departure with me and the criticizer that I got the email back, that I got the email feedback from, that is factual. And I'll get to that again. That'll be at 5:30. Jim, you know, what I see being talked about all over the national media today is the memo from the head of ICE telling the entirety of ICE that undocumented immigrants are not entitled to bond hearings. We're going to talk about why that's anathema in a any democracy, small
due process,
d.
Yes. Right? Fundamental notion.
We'll
right?
get to that, but I wanted to start with something of a little bit smaller scope because it speaks, I think, to the incredibleness, and I don't mean that in a positive way, the lack of any credible defense for some of Donald Trump's policies. Not only are they illegal, some would say, immoral, others would say, antithetical to our most closely held principles as Americans, but they are so not credible that people have worked their lives to achieve
careers.
What are very sort of prestigious positions within the Department of Justice are leaving en masse. Jim, tell us more. What's going on at Maine Justice?
Absolutely. So there's this branch that I suspect you and I both know this. And I'm actually hoping, Maggie, that none of your listeners before has ever heard about the Federal Programs Branch. It's inside the Civil Division of the United States Department of Justice at Maine Justice. It's a relatively small unit. It's about 110 attorneys. That may sound large to many people. It actually is not, given their assignment. These are the folks who, for decades and decades, have been responsible for defending the government on its legitimate policies and practices. Things like, for example, DACA. If the president comes up with a particular policy and it is challenged, as these things often are, you go into court. Who are those lawyers? Those are the Federal Programs Branch attorneys. So, for example, environmental initiatives. Various presidents have those as well. You go in, and yes, you use the underlying facts, but you're the Federal Programs Branch defending the government. And why is that especially significant? These are the folks who have the most direct connection in the litigation in the courts of our land to representing what these programs are all about, to federal judges explaining why they should be in place or not. And so in this administration now, the Federal Programs Branch since January 20th, and actually a little bit before that, has experienced these huge losses. It's about 110 people altogether, somewhere around 69, 70 of them have decided to take up and leave. Why? Because they, for two reasons. One is they can no longer defend ethically from their core, their heart, their minds, the policies and practices of this administration they're being asked to go into court to defend. And second, because of all of these cases being brought, they're frankly just plain overworked to the bone. And again, why is this significant? What kinds of things? Well, it is the deportation policies of this president. It's the policies related to shutting down agencies, to firing people, to dramatically changing the way that government works. They're also going into court, as you and I and your listeners know well. They go into court and they're having their heads handed to them, right, by judges who are uniformly saying, no, Congress created the Department of Education Council. Your client, the president, does not have the authority to bring it down. And so between the substance, which is causing them great concern as legitimate lawyers who represent what is right and good, even if sometimes that means admitting errors have been made, and the tremendous amount of work now to defend defenseless positions and defenseless policies, you've got a huge departure from this Federal Programs Branch.
Folks, that's Jim Santel. He is a former U.S. attorney. You know him best as a Saturday morning talk show host, Amicus, a law review. What Jim has been describing is that there are over 100 lawyers who work in the Department of Justice's main office in Washington, D.C., and they are charged with going into court when various Trump administration policies are challenged and explaining to judges why these are good programs, why they are legal, why they are constitutional. And what Jim has just shared with us is that upwards, I'm doing math on the radio, 75 to 80% of them have resigned basically since Trump won re-election, and the bulk of those coming in the last few weeks. I have a question for all you non-lawyers out there. Jim and I frequently have these discussions about the lawyers' obligations, about lawyers' ethics. And I have a question for each and every one of you. Do you care at all? Do you think your neighbors care if reams of lawyers are walking off jobs that they have spent their entire professional careers trying to, one, even get their foot in the door and then develop and maintain a level of practice and their reputation? Do you think it matters to regular everyday Americans that so many lawyers are simply saying, I cannot go into court and defend these policies. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Do you care that hundreds of lawyers are quitting Donald Trump's Department of Justice? Do you think regular people care? Or is this just the fodder for what Jim and I might talk about when we're having a cup of coffee together cocktail? Mike from Cedarburg, say hello to Jim. What's your question or comment this afternoon?
Hey, Mike.
Mike, are you there? Hi, Mike from Cedarburg. Are you there? Are you there, Mike? It's me, Margaret. We'll try to get Mike back. But there is this growing sense and concern that I have. And for example, I haven't gone into detail about Donald Trump's nomination of Emil Bovet. But he is at every level completely unqualified to serve as an Article III judge. In fact, a letter was issued this morning covered by CNN where nearly 100 retired federal and state court judges make that argument very simply that Emil Bovet should have nothing ever to do with being on the federal judiciary. And we hear pundits talk about this frequently. And I'm very concerned that all of this discussion of the norms and the institutions and what the Department of Justice does is just kind of background noise for people. And so I'm curious, folks, do you think all of this is background noise? 855-752-4842. Perhaps the simplest lens that I can put on it, and then we got to take care of a little bit of business. We'll go to the phones, we'll go to the text lines, is this: lawyers need to remain lawyers to earn money. And though lawyer disciplinary reviews may take a long time, they are pernicious, They are extensive. And I think what you're seeing when you look across the Department of Justice and lawyers that work in all sorts of capacities within the federal government is when someone is unwilling to bet their family's livelihood on the argument or the political debate, they are unwilling to put their name and their family's livelihood behind it, that should tell people something.
A strong message.
And maybe we need to be talking about it in those terms. 855-752-4842. Do you think anybody cares that people are fleeing the Department of Justice? We discuss more on the other side with Jim Santella and you here on the Civic Media Radio Network.